Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a hearing concerning the Notary Commission of Ebony L. Moore. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado, pursuant to a notice of hearing that was issued on August 30th, 2007. The purpose of the hearing is to consider allegations that the notary violated the notary's public law. The hearing is being recorded and it's being broadcast over the internet as well. Let me begin, before I do anything further, of going around the room and seeing who is present. So I'll start with you, Mr. Whitfield.
I'm Andrew Whitfield, representing the state of Colorado.
My name is Ann Nord. I'm administrative assistant in licensing.
Darlene Chacon, licensing division.
And I'll note for the record that the notary is not present. No one else is present. But nevertheless, we'll proceed in accordance with the notice. Just a word about the procedures. Procedure is not formal. Basically, with respect to allegations of violations, it's the obligation or the burden of the state first to present evidence that evidence of the alleged violations and to make a recommendation to me as a hearing officer. Then the notary has an opportunity to put on evidence that contradicts or mitigates the evidence of the state. At the end, I give an opportunity for both sides to make arguments and then make a decision, an oral decision, if I'm prepared at the conclusion of the evidence and the arguments, or I may take it under advisement. With that, I think I've covered the preliminaries, so following the procedure, then I will turn it over to the state. Mr. Whitfield.
Sir, at this time, we're prepared to make an opening statement.
Go ahead.
The state will present evidence that the defendant in this matter, Ms. Ebony Moore, is in violation of the Notary's Public Act by failing to keep her address current with this office as prescribed by the Act. We will further show that she was a notary at the time this transgression occurred. The state will also show that the defendant in this matter was mailed proper notice of this hearing. With that, sir, we're prepared to call our first witness.
Go ahead. Who is your first witness?
The state calls Ann Nord.
Ms. Nord, I will first swear you in. Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. You may proceed.
Ms. Nord, can you please state your name and address for the record, spelling your last name?
Ann Nord, N-O-R-D. Address?
Mm-hmm.
6001 East 14th Avenue, Denver, 80220.
Are you employed by the Colorado Secretary of State?
Yes, I am.
Please describe your duties, if any, with respect to the notary section of the Secretary of State's office.
I receive notary applications by mail and at the front desk, many times having to process the notary application. I also have to answer notary questions on the phone, and I address notary issues when issuing apostilles to people who come to the window.
Are you familiar with the requirements and procedures for the issuance of a notary commission?
Yes.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit 1. Ms. Nord, can you please identify this document?
Yes, it's a Secretary of State notary complaint form.
Against which notary has this complaint been filed?
Ebony Moore.
At this time, the state would request that State's Exhibit 1 be entered into evidence.
While I'm looking at that, I think I omitted, for purposes of the record, stating the date and time. The date is September 28, 2007, and we began the hearing approximately 2:10 p.m. One moment. State's Exhibit 1 is admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 2. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document I gave you?
It's a notary application for Ebony Moore.
When was Ms. Moore's commission issued?
The date on the application is 6/29/2006.
When does Ms. Moore's commission expire?
It would expire 6/29/2010.
What is the home address listed on the application?
5222 East 33rd Avenue, Denver 80207.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 3. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document I gave you?
It's a copy of an envelope addressed to Ebony Moore.
Can you please identify the address on the envelope?
The address is 5222 East 33rd Avenue, Denver 80207.
Can you please compare the address on the envelope to that of Ms. Moore's application? Is the address listed in the application the same address as that on the envelope?
Yes.
Ms. Nord, can you please identify and read the label on the bottom right-hand corner of the envelope?
It says return to sender and indicates that Ms. Moore has moved and gives a new address, different from the one listed before.
At this time, the state would ask that State's Exhibit Number 2 and Number 3 be entered into evidence.
State's Exhibits 2 and 3 are admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 4. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document that I've handed you?
Yes, it appears to be a complaint and notice hearing referring to Ms. Moore.
Can you please turn to the page that is tabbed with the pink marker? Can you please identify that document?
Yes, it's a document that I signed indicating that I mailed a notice of the hearing to Ms. Moore.
And your signature is attached to this document, correct?
Yes.
Does the document indicate that the complaint and notice was sent to the address of record?
Yes.
So is it your contention that you signed and sent this document to Ms. Moore's address of record and an additional address that's displayed on the form?
Yes.
At this time, the state would ask that State's Exhibit Number 4 be entered into evidence.
State's Exhibit Number 4 is admitted into evidence.
Sir, at this time, the state has no further questions for this witness.
Thank you. You're excused, although you might want to stay. Mr. Whitfield, anything else?
At this point, we're prepared to summarize the state's case and render a recommendation.
Again, I still have no one else present. The notary's not present, either in person or by counsel. Mr. Whitfield, then, if you'd like to proceed.
The state has shown that at the time of this complaint and continuing through to today, Ebony Moore has been a notary for the state of Colorado, commissioned by the Secretary of State and thus subject to the jurisdiction of this office. The state has shown that Ebony Moore was mailed notice of this proceeding and yet has failed to appear before this tribunal today. The notice she received, marked as State's Exhibit Number 4, indicates that a default decision may be entered against her. The state has shown that the state made a good faith attempt to notify the defendant by mailing notice of this proceeding to her address of record and another address not identified in her record. The state has shown that a complaint, marked as State's Exhibit Number 1, was filed against Ms. Moore. Furthermore, the state has shown that correspondence regarding this matter was sent to Ms. Moore's address of record, but was returned as undeliverable. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the state of Colorado that the notary commission of Ms. Ebony Moore be revoked under the authority of 1255-107-1C and 1F for violation of the Colorado Notaries Public Act, and specifically for violation 1255-114-1, the requirement that a notary keep their address current with this office of the Secretary of State. And with that, sir, we end our case.
And thank you. And I'm prepared to go ahead and enter findings and conclusions. The evidence does establish that the notary, Ebony Moore, failed to comply with Section 12-55-114 of the Notary's Public Law, and therefore, in accordance with Section 12-55-107, 1C and 1F, the obligation of the Secretary of State to revoke the notary commission, and it is so ordered, and I will ask that the entered as effective as of today. I'll ask the licensing division to prepare a written statement of findings and conclusions in order in accordance with those findings in that order. And that would include a requirement that the notary return the commission and so forth. I think basically standard things, I believe. I think that covers everything before us in this hearing. Is there anything else, Mr. Whitfield?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Then we will adjourn. The time for the record is 2:20 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.